Proclamation number 0410 of 11th of May, 1938. New formation of beings. Army of creating spirits. Problems. The biggest problem for you to solve is how you can unite with the all-encompassing and love-giving Godhead, so that as a part of this eternal Godhead, you can also once possess unlimited, perfect power and join the army of creating spirits. Thus the wise plan of God is always directed towards the new formation of beings who always and constantly execute the will of the Lord out of their own free will in order to help countless less developed beings than these ruling powers to progress in infinity in a just and wise way, to let the beneficial environment arise for them again and thus to work united with the Godhead and yet unchanged by the divine will. Integration into the divine order already means a union with the eternal Godhead, because everything then happens according to the will of God and again for the purpose of the higher development of all beings originating from God. That is why every atom in the universe was created by the hand of God and is never ever worthless. The measures that are applied to bring about a complete dissolution of atoms are more or less executions of His servant spirit beings, likewise brought about by the will of God, in order to penetrate even the smallest judgment of creation and to lead it to its intended purpose. Everything that people do to dissolve matter to a certain extent, or to form it differently, is an intervention of the divine will, which frees the beings bound in this matter, and offers them again in another form the possibility to go through the course of development determined for them. It is of extraordinary importance to extract from nature, which is constantly changing, the rules of life that are useful and beneficial to every being. Considering this, man will always have to recognize a wise divine plan in every change of form, be it on the ground or in the air. Everywhere a slow but constant change is going on, which, however, always has the sole purpose to give the beings a redesign that develops them further. Nothing can stick to and on the earth in the long run. The condition of a form is of a different duration, depending on the abundance of the life spirits encapsulated in the form. An employment of the divine will changes the old form only when these life spirits are able to fulfill their task in another arrangement of their accordant to their purpose. And this always until they have reached the degree of maturity for the next stage. Such change, an emergence and passing, is to be constantly observed in nature, and exactly the same is also the condition of humans. The same law of God is imposed over the soul, according to which the soul can likewise leave this covering only then when it has reached a certain degree of maturity. Life on earth is, however, only value if the reaching of this degree of maturity is consciously aimed at. In contrast to all stages, which the soul had to exist in involuntary labor for its embodiment as human, and so it must therefore be of the greatest value to consciously enter into contact with the divine creator, so that the millennia of struggle before would not been in vain and man now lifts up to his last task in full knowledge of it and of out of his own free will. That he turn this his will to the Godhead and subordinate it completely to the divine will. This alone is of blessing to the spirit, that his striving to unite with the Divine Father Spirit may be fulfilled. For God's wisdom and love has a task ready for everyone, which awaits him in eternity. Amen.